Good morning, everyone. Welcome to CNBC TV18's Market Buzz podcast. This is your host, Kanishka Sarkar, bringing you all the important market cues ahead of today's session. But first up, a quick recap. Nifty saw big recovery while broader markets were under pressure in the previous session on March 6th. So all of Nifty's 250-point recovery came in the last 2 hours. And this will be the highlight of the midweek trading session. But it has two specific sectors to thank that for, private banks, all of which contributed to the gains, and the IT sector, which stayed a dramatic reversal from the day's low and ended with strong gains. In terms of global cues, overnight in the US, Wall Street followed world shares to a higher close. The benchmark US Treasury yield dipped to a one-month low after Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell reassured investors that while inflation is not quite tamed, rate cuts can still be expected this year. All three major US stock indices closed well above session highs, marking a partial rebound from Tuesday's steep sell-off. The tech-heavy Nasdaq enjoyed the most robust gains. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.2%. The S&P 500 and Nasdaq each gained 0.5%. However, some names like Apple, Alphabet, and Disney sat out of the rally. Also, US job openings have fallen to under 9,000K, and that's a reminder that Friday's job report has downside risks. Well, this morning, major Asia-Pacific stock indices hit record highs while investors awaited trade data from China. The Nikkei 2025 hit a record high before trading 0.14% lower, while the broader topics gained 0.4%, which also hit a record high. Asia stocks rose following comments from the US federal chair, that is Jerome Powell, who reiterated his stance that while the central bank would start cutting rate, it was not immediately ready. Meanwhile, oil has gone up 1% to $82.90 per barrel. Bitcoin has cooled after a blistering rally this week that saw it briefly rise above a record high. The cryptocurrency has edged 1% lower to trade at $66,132. Now, for the domestic market, it seems a combination of SEBI and RBI messaging in action that are at play. Also, March is a tax harvesting month, and so there's usually some selling. However, for today, the GIFT Nifty indicates a positive start for the market. There are a couple of stocks to watch out for today. For instance, Mahindra and Mahindra Promoter Group has sold 93 lakh shares via block deal. NLC India will be in focus as the government has decided to offload 7% stake via an offer for sale. The government will sell a 5% stake with a green shoe, an option for another 2%. Hindustan Aeronautics has signed an amendment to the LCA-IOC contract where the value has been revised higher to 5,078 crore rupees from 2,700 crore rupees earlier. Now, Zomato will also be key to track as Ant Financial has sold 17 crore shares via block deals, of which 5 crore were acquired by Morgan Stanley Asia. LIC has increased its stake in LIC Mutual Fund Asset Management to 44.61% from 40% earlier via private placement basis. Meanwhile, Vedanta plans to file a review petition in the Supreme Court with regards to the closure of copper smelter plant at Thoothukudi. Also, soon after the market opens, India vs. England 5th test match begins in Dharamshala. Where in other news, Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw will inaugurate Niti Aayog's Niti for States platform today. There's a Congress review meeting due later in the day. Also, Kerala CM Pinarayi Vijayan will launch India's first government-owned ODD platform today. Well, those were the few cues to watch out for today. Have a good trading session. This is Kanishka Sarkar signing off. Stay tuned to CNBC TV18 for more news on the other side.